Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our seventh installment of Warming Food on Shabbos. We were discussing yesterday the very significant difference between dry solids and liquids. So in terms of taking something out of the refrigerator and warming it up on Shabbos. So just to sharpen a little bit with some actual examples, I go into my refrigerator Shabbos morning. I see a potato kugel, I see soup, and I see chicken schnitzel, and I see chicken with sauce on it. So what can I warm up? What can I not warm up? I want to reemphasize, we haven't even discussed the method of warming up. That's a separate question. But what even can I begin to talk about warming up? So on a basic level, the potato kugel, as long as it was fully baked, cooked, whatever is the appropriate term, as long as it was fully prepared in the oven before Shabbos, we could definitely talk about how to warm it up. The soup, forget it, because the soup is cold. So if I warm it up, certainly if I warm it up to the point of Yad So lettuce, Bo, it's considered that I'm cooking on Shabbos. That's going to be a problem. The schnitzel, as long as it's pretty dry, as long as I have an acceptable method for how to warm it up, should be okay, as long as it was fully baked before Shabbos. And the chicken with sauce on it, it's very interesting. Even though we would think of the chicken with sauce as a solid, you appreciate that the sauce, especially once it begins to get warmed up, is not going to stay very dry. And generally speaking, when it's a chicken in sauce, if I warm it up, I probably will be considered to be cooking the sauce of the chicken, and that will be a problem. You sometimes have people asking about, what if I were to take the chicken out of the sauce, let's say after I made it, and could I warm it up? It's a little bit of a complicated question, but just to flag it, as the basic point is, if there's something that's going to become liquidous and evident on the external component of the food and it's going to become liquidous, there's going to be a real question, am I allowed to warm it up on Shabbos? So, we're not talking about warming up the soup on Shabbos. We're probably not talking about warming up the chicken with sauce on Shabbos, but we're probably talking about potato kugel and chicken schnitzel. You can think of other examples. So how can I warm it up on Shabbos? So up until now, we've been concerned with covering the heat source, because covering the heat source ensures that a person won't forget themselves and come to raise the heat on Shabbos. Now we have a whole different concern. And the whole new concern is a new term called mechzi kimavashel. It looks like I'm cooking on Shabbos. All I know is I have this guest over for Shabbos lunch, and all they know is I took this food and I put it on the burner, and voila, I brought it to the table. Now, I know that this food was made before Shabbos, and I know that I made sure to only put dry foods on the burner and not liquidous foods because I know so much about the laws of Shabbos, but they don't necessarily know. All they see is I put something in a pot, stuck it on a burner, and brought it to the table. So they might think that it's okay to cook on Shabbos after seeing what I'm doing. And as is the general rule with these kind of laws that we're concerned about what people will think and perceive, it doesn't matter if anyone's around or not around. There's a general rabbinic broad structure that if we'd be concerned if someone would see you do it, we're concerned even when someone doesn't see you do it, because we need to create a general structure. We don't want you doing X. So what the rabbis did say is as follows. The rabbis say, if I warm it in a way that's so obviously not a normal method of cooking it, then we're not worried about it. As long as it's a fully cooked dry food and I warm it in a way that's obviously not cooking, then we're okay. Now, I want to be very clear about this. The definition of obviously not cooking is not rooted in the nature of the food. It's not like, well, look at the potato kugel. There's no way you would want to cook it more than that. That's not what we're talking about. What we're talking about is a person who doesn't understand what the contents are, and all they see is the heating mechanism. Would they think I was warming it up on Shabbos, which would be okay, or would they think I was cooking something new on Shabbos, which would not be okay? We'll talk about more next time what that standard is. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.